From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Corva Coleman, sitting in for the vacationing Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Corva. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have got a great show for you today. Our guest later on will be comedian Bob Saget. You might know him from when he starred in the family sitcom Full House, or maybe hosting America's Funniest Home Videos. But what you don't know is that he is, without question, the most viciously obscene and profane comic in the world today. I'm serious. The whole segment will have to be bleeped out. Most likely. So that really should be fun. But that's like 20 minutes away. What do we do in the meantime? Oh, I know. Let's try to win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-924-8924. That's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's John Anderson, and I'm calling from Santa Monica, California.
Oh, how are things in Santa Monica?
Wonderful, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Santa Monica's great.
is that true, or are you obligated by law to say that?
Oh, I don't care for L.A. all that much, but Santa Monica's really pretty good.
Well, John, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to TV personality and the proprietor of Morocca180.com, Mr. Morocca.
Hi, John Anderson. I would have voted for you in 1980 if I were old enough.
If only I would have been old enough.
Next, say hello to the deputy editor of the Houston Chronicle and, of course, a blogger, Ms. Kiri O'Connor. And lastly, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe and the author, most recently, of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady, and the Pursuit of Everything, Charlie Pierce.
Okay.
John, welcome to the show. You are going to play Who's Corva this time? Corva Coleman, filling in for Carl Castle, is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I hope I do well.
All right, we do too. Here is your first quote.
We now have a president who has officially decided to take history lessons from Rambo.
That was pundit Kevin Drum of the Washington Monthly. He was talking about President Bush's very provocative comparison of the Iraq War to what?
Vietnam.
Exactly right. Yes, the Vietnam War. Now, we now know exactly what Karl Rove did for President Bush. Mm-hmm. He prevented him from making speeches like the one he made this week.
So I guess when Karl Rove left, he took the left lobe and the right lobe?
Something like that.
I thought he'd at least like leave the medulla oblongata or something.
So President Bush was addressing the veterans of foreign wars. And keep in mind, these are people who like actually fought in foreign wars. And in front of that audience, Mr. Bush made some interesting historical comparisons. First of all, he said invading Iraq after 9/11 was just like fighting Japan after Pearl Harbor. Totally cool, but the analogy might have worked better if after Pearl Harbor we had invaded, say, Bolivia. Then, the president went on to compare the prospect of withdrawing from Iraq with our withdrawal from Vietnam, which he implied was a terrible mistake. He said if only we had kept fighting, spending our blood and treasure there, his Vietnamese-made bedroom slippers would be even more comfy than they already are.
And let's be fair. He's talking about the nation's withdrawal from Vietnam, he himself having withdrawn from Vietnam years
yes,
earlier.
Yes, yes.
I just knew. I don't mind the whole comparison thing. I just hope he doesn't compare it to the Hundred Years' War. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it funny how we all miss Karl Rove?
I know. All right, very good, John. You did well. Here, then, is your next quote.
At age 90, it's like trying to shoot pool with a rope.
That was the late, great George Burns in a joke he used to tell. That seemed applicable this week because a new study that got a lot of press told us that one of the preferred activities at the senior living centers around the country turns out to be what?
for this one.
Go for it, sir.
It's
perfectly natural, nothing to be ashamed of.
Okay. Having sex.
Yes, indeed. Having sex. Amazingly, the new study in the New England Journal of Medicine called Love and Sex After 60 is the first comprehensive study of sexuality in seniors ever. It turns out, much as we saw in that 80s documentary Cocoon, seniors are quite interested in sex, with about two-thirds of respondents in their 60s and 70s reporting sexual activity as often as 2 times a month, meaning good news, married couples, eventually it gets better.
Well, it really helps when the kids leave the house.
And apparently.
And if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, you will die.
You know, I love those commercials where they always talk, where they always say, and, you know, if you're a man, you know, check with your doctor to make sure you're healthy enough to have sex. What man ever thought he wasn't healthy enough?
John, here is your last quote.
We don't pay taxes. Only the little people pay taxes.
That, perhaps, was the most famous quote from a very well-known hotel empress. She died this week at the age of 87. Who?
Leona Helmsley.
Exactly right. Mrs. Helmsley rose in life from being a secretary in a real estate company to being pretty much the boss of her husband Harry's huge real estate empire. That famous quote about not paying taxes was revealed in testimony at her trial for, guess what? That's right, tax evasion, which resulted in Helmsley going to prison. And it forever enshrined her as the queen of mean, as the tabloids put it. Former employees literally lined up in the lawyer's office to testify against her about her perfectionism, her cheapness. Reports from hell indicate that upon arrival, Mrs. Helmsley was given a mop and bucket and told that Lucifer likes his floors clean enough to eat off of.
And in hell, she's staying in a Super 8.
Exactly. Corva, how did John do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, John got all three right, which means he wins Carl Castle's voice on his home answering machine.